You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode, I don't even know what episode we're on, of a wild podcast has appeared. What episode is it, Megan?
I believe it's 197. We're still on the road to 200.
Yes. Yes. It's episode 197. Sorry. It is a banker's holiday in the United States. And as I am a banker, I am on holiday. So I'm not looking at
it. But you're also a Pokemon fanatic. Come on. And,
That I can never rest because of that.
And that's, yeah. No sleep. No sleep for Pokemon fans.
No sleep ever. Anyways. This is a Pokemon podcast. It is a podcast about Pokemon. We talk about all the things Pokemon. We talk about Pokemon, the games. We talk about Pokemon, the cards. We talk about Pokemon, the anime. We talk about Pokemon, the stuff. We talk about Pokemon, the philosophies behind it. I don't know. And we talk about some other stuff, too. Life, mostly. Love, a little bit in between. I am one of your hosts, Christian Hoffer. I am joined, as always, by Megan Peters. You may notice that our third host, Jim Viscardi, is not around because, he's got, you know, internet issues.
I'm just saying here, for once in my life, I have breaking news.
Oh no.
Breaking news as of exactly 2 minutes ago. Breaking news, doesn't have to do with Charizard. We have been tracking a teasing situation with Squishmallows. They have announced the next two Pokemon that will be joining the collection.
Is it Charizard?
No, it is not Charizard. Thank you, Lord. Currently, we have Gengar and Pikachu, and Squishmallows just on social media teased that Big Snorlax and Small Togepi are on their way. Snorlax, they've only showed his big, massive head, but he looks huge. He looks like the biggest Squishmallow I have ever seen. And then Togepi looks very small. It's got his nice little, you know, tan, pointy head popping out. So officially, we have seen our first images of the Snorlax and Togepi Squishmallow. I need them all.
Oh man, that sounds amazing. If only Jim were somewhere to enjoy.
He's in the comments if you look hard enough.
Oh, he's in the comments? Well, in that case, we definitely won't sidetrack things with a bunch of Zelda talk.
No, that'll just infuriate him. But yes, we are here, despite our last episode where it was a lot of video game talk, we are a Pokemon podcast.
Yes, yes. And we certainly will not talk about any Zelda leaks that happened last night.
No, we really won't. I'm not touching those with the 10-foot pole.
But, you know, let's just dive right into the news. If Jim ever shows up, we will do the whole review bit because we've got like 2 weeks worth of reviews to read. So that'll like take up like a third of the show in and of itself. But let's talk about the other. I didn't even put this on the rundown. But, you know, there was another stuffy that stuffed animal, Lord. And it was a 57-inch whale lord.
Yep. So we are getting a big whale lord.
Do you think big enough?
No, I'm actually kind of disappointed. Like, yeah, I mean, like, no. Actual whale lord is like over 3 stories tall, so like I understand that they can't. Like, I understand economically, you know, just functional. Like, I don't care. I know it's not going to happen. I wish it was just like a little bit longer. I wish that the plush they were coming out was like a solid 6 feet.
Yeah.
Like I really just wanted it to be like taller than like us. I know when, you know, conversion, you know, for average heights in Japan, it's a little bit better, but like I'm like 5'9", almost 5'10". So like, I wish it was just a little bit bigger. This sucker comes in at like almost $400. But yeah, we are getting Wailord. It's also just like, it doesn't look very soft. If you know anything about these like big life-size plushes that Pokemon puts out, the stuffing in them is pretty intense. It's not like a Squishmallow. Like, it doesn't make a good pillow. They're pretty sturdy. And this guy is literally just like a big, like a big tube.
Just a big
so trunk. Yeah, that's basically what we're getting. We're getting like a $400 Wailord. Currently, it is only up for pre-order in Japan, but the U.S. Pokemon Center has, you know, been tweeting about it. So
yeah, so we're
pretty confident it'll be showing up here.
Yeah.
So
my personal hope is that they make at least one life-sized Wailord.
Like, you know, I think you could do an inflatable one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, three-story tall inflatables for like big events or something. Like, I think it'd be really funny, like how they had in the DLC for Sword and Shield when you went to the island and there was just the massive Wailord in the ocean. Mm-hmm. I want them to like come out with an inflatable Wailord that they like put on a beach somewhere for like a publicity stunt or something.
That
like
how
they'll like float like giant duckies down like the Thames River in London. Like, I want that, but Wailord.
I agree. I think that would be amazing.
That would be so good. Like, that's what I know. Like, obviously, commercial viability is not really there, but they have other things, which is my breaking news, because the Pokemon Center Japan last night released its new cat line of toys. Toys for cats. They have one of Yeah. It's toys for cats. They have like a giant Gengar scratch house that you can buy, which I've already pre-ordered. They have one of those like flopping fish that you can give to your cats that are like electronic, except instead of the regular fish, it's Magikarp. But most importantly, they are releasing a Sprigatito hoodie for you to wear as a human with little cat ears on the hood. And it has a giant pocket in it to put your cat in.
Oh my God.
So, I will be ordering that, and I will be dressed up like Sprigatito, and I will put my cats in that hoodie. There will be pictures to come. Currently, all the items are up for pre-order in Japan. They are not for sale in the United States, so you'd have to use a proxy shipper, which I have done. But I've ordered the Magikarp, I've ordered the Gengar house, and I have ordered the hoodie.
That sounds amazing. For a second there, I thought that you were going to say that they made a Sprigatito shirt for cats, which I didn't know was a thing until literally last week.
Well, now they do. They did in this. I didn't buy this because my cats would like actually murder me in my sleep. But they did release like a little Sprigatito hat that you can put on your actual real life cats. You like Velcro under their chin. Now that's adorable, and I love that idea. But like, my cats would actually murder me, so I didn't do that. But I did get the flopping Magikarp fish for my three cats.
So I will. Here comes tangent number one.
All right.
So last week was kind of like a traumatic week for me. I found out that one of my cats was diabetic, and so. We literally the treatment for diabetic cats is basically like diabetic humans. So you daily doses of insulin, twice a day, blood sugar tests, before, you know, you give the insulin shots to make sure that you're not accidentally killing them. But you know, they're going through like, okay, here's what you do. And so the vet tech, God bless her, goes, oh, but if you can also consider getting a like diabetic sensor for your cat. I'm like, a diabetic sensor for your cat? Yeah, it's just like a diabetic sensor for a human. I'm like, where does it go? They're like, oh, on the side. I'm like, how does it not come off? It's like, well, you glue it, and then also you put a shirt on your cat. I'm like, that literally sounds like, oh, like that cat is going to die. Because it's going to have no one to give it insulin because it will have killed its human. What are, like, who does this? It's like, you know, I'm like, I thought it was like, I'm like, one, impressive that, you know, we've only had sensors for a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, now they have them for cats.
That's and cool. Now they have them for cats. But also, too, it's like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. That just sounds absolutely awful.
I'm going to be totally honest. All three of my cats love to wear shirts. It's really funny.
Really?
It's really, we bought some as like jokes for them. And like, they will dig into our little like chest that we put all their toys in. They'll like claw out the shirt, get in the chest, get the shirt out, and they'll bring us the shirt when they want to wear it. It's actually one of the cutest things in my life. But anyways, that's that tangent. Sprigatito Pokemon cat supplies are coming. They can be pre-ordered if you have a proxy shipper. Hopefully they come to the United States.
I'm sure.
Tons of good Pokemon merch is coming, and I'm living for it.
So let's talk about something interesting that doesn't have as much merch. It was a kind of a weird weekend for Pokemon Go. So, you know, next weekend is the Pokemon Go Tour Hoenn, which, you know, is their big event, and they're adding all the shinies and blah, 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 this, that. And the other thing, this weekend was their first and, like, live event of the year, and it was Pokemon Go Tour Las Vegas. And they miscalculated just how big this thing was going to be, because they had, I think they sold, like, 20,000 tickets per day.
Oh, but that's a lot.
Yeah, and the park that they had it on, like, you know, 43,000 people showed up, apparently.
Ooh.
And you can guess.
Oh, that's not good.
You can guess
that's
what
a lot
happened.
Of people.
And so they, like, Pokemon Go Tour had all sorts of, like, technical issues. No one could log in that day. And also, like, Pokemon Go was literally tweeting out, like, hey, if you don't have a ticket, get out of the park, man. Like, I was cracking
did they
up.
Just, did they not have it like roped off really well where people jump in barriers?
I mean, I'm sure it's kind of like, so like when I went to Pokemon Go Tour or Pokemon Go Live Chicago, you know, like the entrances themselves were kind of like ticketed, but like it's like, you know, for Pokemon Go is it's, you know, you walk around, so it's probably spread out over a couple of miles, and you can't like just rope off a couple of miles worth of park. I mean, I guess you can, but good luck trying to keep people from getting in there.
Right.
So day one, they had to extend the event out and like do like, okay, we've just turned everything on for the whole city. Get out of here, people. Just to try
Yeah,
it was not a good look. And they haven't had like bad technical issues like that in a hot minute. So they had
I mean,
that.
More than double what they expected showed up.
Yeah.
So which, like, you know, yeah.
Whenever I hear about like stuff like this, I forget. Sometimes I forget that Pokemon Go is still like a massive thing. And it's still like bringing in like a lot of like new people. So here's tangent number two.
Somebody joined the podcast?
No, it's just a still image of him. We just missed him that much. We got a blurry picture of his face.
Wow, rude. Rude?
No, we can hear him. We can hear him just fine, just can't see him.
It's a little laggy, but honestly, it kind of
I can hear you guys. So as long as that's fine, we're fine.
Anyways, well, look who finally decided to show up after an episode and a half. It's Jim Viscardi. Yay. Anyways, back about talking about me. So over the weekend, my one of my best friend's kids had a birthday party. And so I was talking to him, and he's like, and I asked him, I was like, hey, what is your kid like? Is he still into the same stuff? Because we hadn't seen him in a couple of months. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, same stuff, you know, like Paw Patrol, coloring. Oh, he's also into Pokemon now. I'm like, oh, no. It's like, it started for you. Like, welcome. So he's like, oh, yeah, you can talk to my fiance, like, about it a little bit more. So we get to the party, I'm talking to his fiance. And I was like, yeah, so I hear that you guys are, like, into, like, James is into Pokemon. She's like, oh, no, James isn't the one that's into Pokemon. The entire family is kind of obsessed with Pokemon. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, including, like, Andrew? And he's like, oh yeah, no, Andrew's like the deepest one in the thing. He actually, he's level 30 at Pokemon Go, and he just started playing 2 months ago. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, they actually cut him off. I'm at level 30,
and I've been playing for 7 years.
Yeah, well, Jim, you still don't have a Charizard, so. but he's like,
that's bad. You know you're deep in your addiction when you get cut off by your family.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, well, he exceeded his daily battles. Like the amount of battles he could do per day. It has happened to him multiple times.
Wow.
And it's
that
like,
man got it deep.
Wow.
Yeah, did you tell them that you host a show about Pokemon?
I mean, everyone knows that I host a show.
Okay, but do they know?
I mean, they do now. I told them. I even sent a link to it so they can listen to it. The best part about I was talking to the 6-year-old. I was like, so I hear you're into Pokemon now. He's like, yeah, I like Pokemon. And I'm like, here, I want to show you something cool. So I show him my picture with me and Pikachu when I was in London. And he looks at me, he's like, that's not real. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, yes, it is real. I'm like, and so it's like one of those moving pictures. So I'm like, can you see how it's like moving? And like, that's actually Pikachu. And he's like, that's just a man in a Pikachu suit. And he's just like, what? I'm like, what did you guys do to this kid? Where is this sense of joy?
I love little kids when they demoralize you like that. Like, you come in and you're like, I'm going to flex so hard. This kid's going to think I'm the coolest kid, like the coolest adult he's ever met. You do it and they're like, meh. And like, it is just, man. I love it. I love when kids
I was totally planning on getting that kid Pokemon cards. Never again! Never again! Like, that kid's cut off and he didn't even get anything.
That's amazing. That's,
anyways.
That's a 10 out of 10 moment.
Yeah, I was cracking up. Like, just cracking up. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you met Pikachu. If that doesn't impress the kid, like, give up.
Yeah, I was like,
nothing
well,
you do will impress him moving forward.
It's like, well, I've just died a little bit inside. Anyways, we've you know, well, Jim, you've been around, so you can kind of take over the hosting. You know, I'm kind of exhausted having to do this 2 weeks in a row. It makes me tired. Like, I just
I mean, sure, I've just been doing it for over 100 episodes.
Well, Jim, your energy
can't even do it. Can't even do it for two. Jeez.
Like, you know me. Like, you know, like, this is a lot for me.
Christian is already extrovert.
Well, apparently I can't. Oh, there we go.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I've just froze.
Yeah, I froze.
Well, everyone's having internet issues, apparently.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I'm able to stick around for the show. It's been a like 15 to 20 minutes off, and then like an hour and a half on. So we'll see how it goes. first things first, folks are starting to get their Wild Podcast Has Appeared stickers, and it is the best thing to see in the whole world. So thank you, everyone who has gotten them and posted pictures about them and things like that. If you want to be part of that super exclusive, very special club, there is a very good way to do it. All you got to do is head on over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review if we read it on the air. All you have to do is send an email to PokemonPodCB@gmail.com. Say, hey, you read my review. Send me a sticker and we'll do it like clockwork. We have a bunch to read because Christian in his hosting duties last week forgot to do them, or like he like set it up and then said, and then like went on a tangent, which is typical for the show. So it's fine. I don't begrudge you, Christian.
Yeah, no, it's, we thought about it. And I was like,
We thought about it and they were like, what if we just turn this podcast into a Zelda-thon chat?
Yeah. Well, it would have been a good week to do Zelda stuff because the art book leaked.
Here we go again. We got to turn this wheel around. Jim is
back. Nope. All right. This first one's from Booth Boy. Good show, everyone. Longtime listener since episode one. First time reviewer. I appreciate the time you guys take to produce this every week and being so consistent with bringing on guests and people associated with the show. Two questions. Let's see if we can get through these kind of quick. Do you think the Pokemon Company will ever acknowledge that Pokemon Chronicles exists? They don't have it available anywhere for streaming, and it was probably one of the better side series. And two, do you guys think that they could get more of the voice actors on? I really, do you think you guys, meaning us, get more of the voice actors on? Now, I really enjoy hearing their views of the show and what they think of the Pokemon universe. Keep up the good work. Number two, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we're definitely going to make an effort to do a bit more of that. As far as number one, I love that the Pokemon Company has a history of like putting things out there and then like never talking about them ever again. And Chronicles is just one of those things. I don't think they'll ever acknowledge it.
I have to imagine there's probably weird rights issues. I don't know why there would be, but like that feels like one of the big reasons why it's not available anywhere.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Like maybe it's a music thing or something.
Well, I'm kind of surprised because it appeared in English. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Maybe it's just a matter of, I mean, I got nothing. Like, my only thought is that maybe it just didn't. They've been.
I mean, more than likely, when it comes down to this issue, it is 9 times out of 10 either a dubbing, like being able to access dubbing issue of them wanting to dub it into English and them not being able to get like the right contracts or whatever that is, or it's a music issue. For Pokemon, that's way more rare. Viz Media is the company that does license the Pokemon anime in the United States, and they do have a license for this. What I'm curious about is they did produce a dub for it for the UK, and they also did release those episodes dubbed in Australia. So they do have English versions of them. So you can access them, just not, you know, through home media here in the United States. You'd have to get either a region free player or access those episodes elsewhere. More than likely, it's probably just like a blink and missed it. They totally just had a rights issue and it got put on the back burner. Maybe that will change. Hopefully it will. Hopefully it will come out. But yeah, that seems to probably be the issue.
Well, I guess like I said, rights issues are usually
weird.
The bane of all.
It's dubbing. 9 times out of 10 with anime, the issue is dubbing. That's why, you know, companies like Netflix, they just make their own dubs. Even if a dub has already been made in that language previously, they'll just pay to make their own again. So that way they don't have to worry about any licensing issues. That's almost certainly the issue.
All right. Next one comes from Chris, aka Red. Headline: Took my wife's phone for this. Oh, we love that. Hi, my name is Chris, and this is my favorite podcast. I listen every week from my Spotify account, and just had to leave a review from my wife's iTunes account, hoping you guys will read it. I'm a 37-year-old Pokemon lifer, and I started with Red and never looked back. This show makes me feel okay about my love of the franchise, even in my older age. I'm a mailman, so I play Go while I'm en route, and bought a Switch to play just to play Sword and Shield, and now Scarlet. My two questions to you guys are, do any of you use Home? And if so, will the impending link with Scarlet and Violet affect your play? And is there anything Pokemon can do to make Megan stop being so critical of the new game? Ooh, wow.
Wow. I do use Home, but very sparingly.
I think Christian is like the pro Home user of the three of us.
Yeah, for like I like missing like 5-6 Pokemon on Pokemon Home. Up to the, you know, obviously not including I'm just totally blanking on the Scarlet and Paldea. I'm like, what is the new region? Like, oh no.
What Pokemon are you missing?
They're all like mostly legendaries. Weirdly enough, Frogadier.
Wow.
Okay.
You've only like, you know, the Gen 6 starters have only appeared in Gen 6 games. So, you know, like some of those Pokemon that haven't appeared in a few generations are actually kind of tough to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just breed them pretty easily and trade them for whatever. And Frogadier is one of them. You actually have to get onto a Game Boy to get it. So, yeah.
All right. This next one's from PJD82. Still a great Pokemon podcast. This is my second 5-star review. The podcast is just that good. Even if Jim does curse like a sailor. I'm kidding.
Wow.
He continues with, I'm kidding. Any Pokemon fan would have reacted that way if they pulled the Giratina. Anyway, with Pokemon Day 2023 coming up and an assumed presents announcement, I was wondering if you had any thoughts or opinions on some of the news. My guess is, and this is actually going to be part of our deep dive later, my guesses include Pokemon Go, Galar, and some goofy events in Masters and Cafe, and we all figure the DLC and maybe a home date for Scarlet and Violet. What do you guys think about the next game from the other Pokemon game studio, or maybe releasing older games on the recently released Game Boy and Game Boy Advance apps on the Switch?
Keep putting out great episodes, and here's to 200 and many more. We will answer that question when we get to the deep dive, because that is there's a lot of good thoughts in this one. But you're just gonna have to wait a few more minutes. Let's get to our last one from Sawyer Driscoll. I love this podcast. This is an awesome podcast for Pokemon fans, and I have one question for you three. And is Flareon the cutest and fluffiest Pokemon ever? I mean, Flareon is cute.
Is it the fluffiest Pokemon?
I mean, is it the cutest? No, that's Vaporeon, hands down. Is it the fluffiest? Again, we have to discuss the like Eldritchian horrific thought that came around with Detective Pikachu. Is what texture are Flareon's flames? Like, what is the texture?
Well, I guess I thought it was all fur that looked like flames.
I think it is. I think in that case.
That is what I assume.
But, you know, there's this thing is that there are other, there are literally Pokemon with the ability Fluffy. So I don't think that we can say that Flareon's the fluffiest, because that ignores like Pokemon like Wooloo, who is actually Fluffy, and Stuffle, who is also actually fluffy, and also weirdly enough, Houndstone, which I would not classify an undead dog.
Would it also as does fluffy. Not look like it has the coat to be fluffy. Like, I think it would make an excellent. I think it would be great to hug a Flareon, assuming you know they're not just literally on fire.
Yeah,
I don't think they're the fluffiest though.
No,
I mean Altaria. I would hug
Altaria. Is another one that,
or Swablu. Like,
I would say maybe Flareon is probably the fluffiest of the evolutions.
Yeah, I'd probably.
That's fair. I would not. I mean, Jolteon would probably hurt to hug. Let's be honest, everyone.
Right. Imagine if you give Jolteon a hug, your hair just sticks out on end.
When you get like that static electricity, immediately it's just like your hair. Yeah, like all that. That's what it is. Not like a full blown electric shock.
Right. All right. Well, that was the reviews. Thank you for everyone who did that. I did want to, now I'm trying to find it and I'm not going to be able to, but someone did hit us up on Twitter with very nice words, and I just wanted to shout that person out. But my replies are all full of hot garbage, but hold on a second. I will find it. Here it is. This is it. I found it. From Thomas Hitchin, literally obsessed with the Pokemon Pod CB, started a few days ago and already on episode 40. Within 5 seconds of the first episode, Jim Viscardi had me hooked with his friendly, enthusiastic nature. Megan and Christian round off the perfect Pokemon podcast trifecta.
Boom. Love it.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
Love that. But now go put that. Now go put that review on iTunes. Thanks.
5-star rating. Put on iTunes.
Oh gosh. Oh man, I miss you guys. I'm glad to be back. All right, let's get back into the news so we can go take a break and get into the deep dive, because I want to talk about Pokemon Day predictions. Some new anime teasers are out, Megan.
Mainly we've just kind of gotten some more information on the new anime that's coming out later this year in April. We got some, you know, specific key art of Lyco and Roy, but also we know that these two characters are going to be carrying mysterious artifacts or items on them that we have no idea what they're about. Roy's going to be carrying a very ornate kind of gold gilded Pokeball that we've literally never seen before. We have no idea what it is. No additional context was given. And then we know Lyco will be carrying a mysterious pendant, kind of necklace of hers that, again, we have zero idea what they are about. We can assume, though, that they are going to tie in some way into their adventure. And then the other information that we got about the 2023 anime is that within like the first episode or two, we know that the pair of them are going to kind of have their own Ho-Oh experience that Ash kind of had back in the original anime, where he kind of had this like faraway blessing from this, you know, legendary bird. Except this time, instead of it being Ho-Oh as it was for Ash, Roy and Lyco are going to encounter shiny Rayquaza. And so they released some key art of the Pokemon. It looks pretty cool. I mean, we all love. I mean, I don't care for shinies, but shiny Rayquaza is the exception. So we know that they are going to be invested in this series, which, you know, brings up all sorts of questions about the Paldea region and all of its weird timey-wimey space stuff that's going on. But yeah, those are kind of the new updates we've been given. Other than that, Pokemon Journeys is just chucking along with Ash. We had a really nice episode this week in Japan that kind of focused on the quieter moments of Ash and Pikachu's relationship as they were kind of unfortunately separated and then reunited by the end of the episode. But we got some like really cute flashback scenes to the original anime of their friendship. So it was really sweet, sweet moment. But in terms of big news, the 2023 anime is starting to ramp up information.
Here we go. All right. Last but not least, we've got an opportunity to get a free Garganacle.
That's a great name.
I think that's how it's pronounced. Because it's Gargan. Cool.
We'll find out.
Chat will sooner.
Somebody will give us anyways, the full pronunciation guide in the comments.
Well, it's gargantuan, so it's Garganacle. So I like my pronunciation, Garganacle. But
I don't even know how I said it.
Gargantle? I can't even say how.
Garganical. I think I said Garganical.
Garganical. That might actually. Garganical. That kind of makes sense.
Garganical sounds.
Anyway. Oh, because NaCl is salt.
Yes,
maybe it's.
Thank you for catching up.
Hey. I am not a chemistry person. I don't even know if I took chemistry, to be completely honest with you. It's all a blur.
Anyways, you can get a free whatever the Minecraft Pokemon. You can get one for free. It is based off of the one that was used in the San Diego Regional Championships last month. You can use it with the code. Oh shoot! You can use it with the code FIRSTCHAMPSV. So first 1ST champs V, and you can get it through the end of today. So hurry up,
which is Monday. Right. So if you're listening to this tomorrow, you've already missed out. I'm sorry,
you've already missed out.
This is true.
There we go.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's pay for the show. We'll take a minute break, and then when we come back.
Well, did we lose Jim?
He's gone.
This is the time that his internet cuts out right before the thing he really wanted to talk about.
Well, let's go to break, shall we?
Maybe Jim will be back by the time the commercial's done.
Oh, there we go. Maybe. Anyways.
Let's take the break.
Go quickly.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. I was worried there for a second.
So was I. So. We got it. I'm back. All right. Let's talk about Pokemon Day predictions. It sounds like we already have something kind of confirmed already, Christian.
Yeah, basically. So last week they did a Pokemon. They're like, oh, Pokemon Day is coming up in a week, guys. And it's like, yes, we know. Just tell us, are you going to have announcements or not? And like, go and do this hashtag campaign. And it's like, no. Give us what we want. And then they're like, come and check out the Pokemon Day website. But at the bottom of that Pokemon website was more than just Game Freak and the Pokemon Company. There was a copyright holder, like, you know, copyright 2023 for the company that makes Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Oh.
Hey.
So it looks like we are getting.
So I'm here.
It looks like we are getting some sort of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game in 2023.
Oh man, how excited is Megan?
I'm pretty excited. They're pretty cute. I mean, I'm not like the biggest Mystery Dungeon fan, but like as far as Pokemon spinoffs go, I've already been granted most of my wishes. I got new Pokemon Snap. I still want Puzzle League, but like.
Oh, that's what I was. That's what I'm confused. I always confuse Puzzle League and Mystery Dungeon. That's what.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, Puzzle League. Wildly is, different.
I know, but they have whatever.
But now Mystery Dungeon, you know, it's up there. It's definitely up there.
All right. Well, that's a fun little sneaky way for people to find. Like, do we like that? Has to have been intentional, right?
Maybe. I mean, you never know.
Well,
probably, anyway. But you know, maybe not. So
the internet reigns supreme every time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some predictions. Obviously, we've been talking, you know, the biggest and easiest prediction is DLC.
Yes.
And if it's DLC on the same level that we got for Sword and Shield, then great. Bring it on. But I think the big question will be the DLC, like, you know, Crown Tundra and... what was the name of the other one?
I mean, Isle of Armor.
Isle of Armor. Added some pretty significant gameplay changes to Sword and Shield. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious if we will get significant gameplay changes again for Scarlet and Violet.
So my guess is that probably... Maybe.
I mean, I'm afraid if they do anything too radical, it's just going to I mean, the game's already fairly broken, but it's just going to absolutely shatter.
They're fixing that. We're getting the patch, this week, right?
But they dug into it, and it's not as impressive as they thought it was going to be in terms of performance quality issues.
Well, they did take care of one of the two biggest issues, which is basically, like, people won't be walking through your Pokemon battles anymore. which you know, I feel like 50% of like the truly terrible bugs came from that. So they fixed that.
They're that only also happens to me like once though.
I've had it happen to me a bunch.
I've seen it happen a bunch. Mine was always out of the battles.
And they're trying to fix some of the frame rate issues where basically they're going to dial back the spawning of Pokemon in certain places, basically because of how the spawning works. And I will say this, the spawning in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is kind of bad. It's fine in some places, but like the problem is when you only have 400 species of Pokemon, that doesn't sound like a lot. But you don't realize like how repetitive some of these areas are when the Pokemon aren't all on screen at the same time. Like, when you're encountering them in the grass, like, it's not as bad that you, like, run into 50 Pidgeys in a row.
Right.
But when you see the 50 Pidgeys, you're just like, that's a lot of Pidgeys.
I'm running away.
A lot of Pidgeys. And it just comes off, it comes off weird, you know? Yeah. It comes off weird and comes off kind of tacky. But anyways, they're dialing that back a little bit to try to improve the frame rate issue. Now, some people are saying, well, this means my shiny hunting is ruined. And it's like, it's only going to be in some areas, dudes. And like, do you really want to play in the areas where you see a shiny and it's like moving like Mr. Game & Watch? Probably not.
but also we need to also say shiny hunting in Scarlet and Violet is way easier than it's been in any other game period. So my heart does not break for you. Shiny hunter whose shiny hunting is going to be
horrible. Anything involving Scarlet and Violet with Pokemon Day is for them to do literally anything that makes me want to pick that game up again, because I've not touched it since I beat it.
It
has been shelved. It just preys on my mind that I don't like it. I feel bad. But like, just don't.
If so, they give us some paradox form Pokemon, like some new paradox forms of ones that like I like, that'll get me in because I'm a sucker for that stuff. So
yeah. So just slowly changing pace, I have to share this with you guys. So Kotaku just posted an article about the Pokemon trading card game. And the tweet is, Pokemon collectors keep driving up prices on trading cards with women and girls on them. It's like, very good. You finally figured it out.
And in a like, nutshell, that's part of the fandom for you.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder why that is. Do you think this is deliberate on the Pokemon company's part? Let's do some crack journalism here.
Yes, everyone. I love also shout out Link. Link is a weeb. Excellent name. Yes, the waifu card syndrome. The waifu card. That is exactly what is going on.
Yeah, it's like I'm like, thank you, Kotaku. Thank you for this. Like, way to shine a spotlight on something that, like,
way to shine a light on the perverts.
Well, I mean, we talk about the cards. We talk about the cards like every 3 months, and it's always like, yes, it's this beautiful art of, Sylveon. Like, here's the Umbreon card where he's batting at the moon. Here's a picture of Misty in a bikini, and these are the three top selling cards of the set. why is this? It's like, well, you know.
Yeah. All right. Back on track a little bit. So Scarlet and Violet, I'm sure we'll get a number of stuff.
DLC.
There. DLC, more Paradox Pokemon.
You know what I really hope we get out of the DLC? The ability to change clothes.
That's just like a minimum request.
That is the
bare minimum for me.
Yes, bare minimum, but also feels like a sizable thing that they would need to add into the game code for them to do. And at this point, I don't think it's coming.
At least give me the option to like flare out my school uniform. Like, let me be like a British punk.
Let me be like the juvenile. Let me like bleach my hair. Like, be one of those classic like punks that you see like the shoujo anime. Let me like loosen my tie. It's just bringing back up all of these issues that I had with Scarlet and Violet. It's actually raising my blood pressure.
We're giving Megan some PTSD. We have to keep. Yeah. We have to move on. all right. Well, so the reviewer that that we spoke about earlier, PJD, mentioned that we'll probably get a goofy update for Pokemon Masters, which sounds about right.
Yeah, probably. We will probably get Cafe.
Yeah. And you get something for Cafe as well.
Probably also Paldea.
What do you think we'll get for Go?
They'll probably tease like the Kalos Pokemon. Mm-hmm. They've introduced a handful of those, but they'll probably bring in more Kalos Pokemon because that is technically coming up. We still don't have. I just saw like, we'll get a free new hat for Pokemon Go. Like, yeah, probably. Some of the big stuff that, Niantic's been working a lot on a bunch of different AR stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me to see if they like announce some sort of like shiny new AR feature. Like, they've teased a couple of AR features. So wouldn't surprise, wouldn't surprise me if we see something on the, along those lines.
I forget that the game has AR because it just like drains my phone battery so badly. So I always forget it even exists.
Yeah. The other big one that is a will they or won't they, and we've talked about it quite a bit, is now with the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance emulators on the Switch. Will they put the Pokemon games on that?
I think they will.
I'd be shocked if they
did. I would love if they would. But here's the thing. That because they know Pokemon fans, that is money on the table. And so is, because they could just re-release the games in some form, right? And charge $5 for it. And you cannot lie to me and say you would not buy them because you would.
I would say it straight to your face. I wouldn't buy them.
You would not. You're telling me if they put red and blue out on the virtual console for $5, you would not buy it.
Correct. I would not.
Megan.
I already have it on so many other like consoles. Like I don't need that. There with the Switch being so close to its end of life, like the Pokemon Company is really running out of time to be able to get any sort of, you know, deal with Nintendo for this online service to be able to put Pokemon games out there. I don't think they're going to release a lot. I think maybe they'll do like, you know, Red and Blue, maybe with yellow features. I don't think they're going to put a lot on there, but I just, they haven't been doing that kind of profit, you know, marketing model for the Switch Online where they've put out those like digitized games for like $5 like they did back in the day for the Wii U. They've either done like full remasters or stuff like that. So it just feels like it would be completely out of left field for them to profitize like that, especially with the Switch being so close to being phased out entirely. So I would be surprised. I think we're not going to get like a ton all at once. But yeah, it's definitely going to be only available for those with the Switch expansion pack. I don't think it's going to be available to just like general online
users.
They're going to make sure you pay extra for it because, you know, Pokemon Company is going to want their cut.
That's the thing is they will 100% put it in the Nintendo Switch Online Plus bundle.
Yeah, it's like, not going to be available to the plebeians who apparently only do the regular version.
That seems to be the thing that they're doing.
But yeah, and I don't think they're going to move to the Game Boy Advance. I don't think they're going to put like Ruby or Sapphire on there quite yet. Maybe it's a stretch if they do Silver and Gold, but I think they. I would be surprised if we don't at least get Red and Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we'll get all the way up to Ruby and Sapphire. So, I mean, here's the thing. We already kind of know that we're going to get the whole we should get everything that we already had from like on the 3DS simply because we've got Pokemon Stadium and Pokemon Stadium 2. And let's face it, those games would be much more rewarding if we could put in our other Pokemon. But you know, that's the big thing that I think that we'll get. And apparently Jim is gone. So
yeah, Jim, we lost Jim.
Jim went back to his home planet, unfortunately. It was nice to see him for the 15 minutes that he bothered to show up.
He'll be here.
Well, you know, it's fine. So final predictions time, Megan. Give me one bold prediction for Pokemon Day.
I mean, my bold prediction is, you know, Puzzle League. I know we're not going to get that, though. So, you know, I'm just going to cry deeply. I can't really think of, like, a big, bold prediction this year coming forward. I mean, my bold prediction is they do a massive 180 refresh update, fixing everything wrong in terms of performance issues with Scarlet and Violet. That's not it, but like even that's not like that big of a thing. I mean, I guess my big surprise is if my big bold prediction would be if they put like all like a ton of Pokemon games available for the online emulator, like if they did, you know, like Mystery Dungeon games or, you know, like the pinball game that they had for, you know, the Game Boy Color and stuff like that, that would be my surprise. But yeah, I just don't really have anything super bold that I can think about.
So I have two bold predictions. The first is we're going to get some sort of update about. I think we're going to get a new Pokemon movie announcement. What's more,
that does make sense.
I think we're going to get a Pokemon movie announcement, and I think it's going to be Ash. I think we're still going to get Ash in the Pokemon movies, and that's how they keep him going.
Yeah, that does make sense, especially because they've like got his weird alternate universe version going forward. Yeah, that would make sense.
So that's my first one. My second one is we will get one more spinoff game in addition to Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, whatever it is. Personally, I hope we get like a new Pokemon Stadium. Like, I think that a Pokemon Stadium like where it is just, you know, basically give us a dedicated system, you know, for, you know, compatible system. Where, you know, you can play it on the Switch and you can bring in any of your Pokemon and basically, like, you know, integrate it somehow with Pokemon Home would sell like bonkers. And also gives you all the mini games. I could even see like a Pokemon Party where it's just all mini Pokemon.
I mean, honestly, I 9 times out of 10 that I played Stadium growing up, it's because I wanted to play the mini games.
Yeah, so, like, that's true. I would love
something like that.
I could see that. That would be so cool. So those are my two bold predictions is, we're getting 2 Pokemon spinoff games and some sort of Pokemon movie update. So
Jim is in the comments saying maybe we'll get Netflix news. Highly doubt that.
I doubt
it. I have had an article pre-written for that for like years. So I would love to update that and publish it. I would love to finally get that article that I wrote up. I would be so surprised to get an update either on Netflix or Detective Pikachu. Just given kind of where Hollywood is at as like a bigger contextual frame. Again, but this is bold. These are our bold predictions. So that's what we got Jim down for. My other thing is I would love if they actually give us a trailer for the new Pokemon anime, the 2023 series. I feel like it's a little bit early for them to do that, just based on usually how those promos roll out. But I would really like some more confirmation on what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
So that's my big hope.
All right. Well, let's do the Poke Fact of the Week. So the fun thing about the Poke Fact of the Week is, you know, Volbeat and Illumis. How would you say
I
that?
I say Illumis, but.
Illumise. Oh, I didn't think of that. That's a good, nice one. I like that. So Volbeat and Illumise, obviously they're both lightning bugs. However, Volbeat is based on greaser culture, which, you know, over in Japan, you know, came over later and lingered for much longer. Mm-hmm. Illumise seems to be based on flappers, which is pretty interesting, like 1920s flappers. So that is the first Poke Fact of the Week. The second Poke Fact of the Week is that obviously in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, the Forbidden Temple is heavily based off of the sealed ruins in Skyward Sword. What that means for Tears of the Kingdom remains to be unseen, but we may know more about that here in just a couple of months.
Jim, Jim is right now is fuming, but we gave it. Link is a weeb, wanted it.
We wanted it, so we had to deliver.
And also, we did just get a message, so this is breaking news to all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. We here are making the executive decision at a WA podcast has appeared that we will be doing a show on Pokemon Day live during the event, as well as an episode after to kind of go over all of the information. Mm-hmm. We will be able to share more information about what that timing will look like over on Twitter. But yes, we will be doing a 2-for-1. Hopefully, I won't be just completely enraged with whatever they do for Scarlet and Violet, but let's be real, I will be. But that is our executive update, so you can look forward to us not once but twice next week.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to, because it's on the 27th, so our next show, mm-hmm, is
on the day of,
it's Pokemon Day, so I
the Pokemon Lords heard our prayer and said we will finally do this on the day that you guys are usually recording.
So our show will take place, we will do a live reactions to Pokemon Day. We'll get more details about it, but he's back. Oh my god.
Just in time.
Scotty is back.
Just in time.
So, just, you know, time for the big news. Well, shoot, there goes our plan. So, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel. We were going to announce today that episode 200 of one of a wild podcast has appeared. Will actually be episode 1 of a wild Zelda has appeared.
Never mind.
Hopper and I are going to have to start our own Zelda podcast and just force Jim to be on it just to get his contrarian opinion on everything we say.
Not even a little bit, but
he froze again. Oh, we're back on.
It's like every time he insults Zelda, we lose him.
That's it. That's what's. This is
I'm telling you, man. It's the juju out there from Nintendo.
This is a curse. What I wanted to say was, hang on. I hope to see everyone there. I think we broke Christian.
Oh, we have broke Christian. You're still coming in and out, Jim, but I'm really loving the persistence.
My goodness. Am I back now?
Yeah.
Just come watch the live show with us next Monday as we watch the Pokemon Presents. The Giratina card is currently being graded. You're not going to want to miss episode 200. That's when you will find out how to enter to win. I also randomly sent three of my three Build-A-Bear cards off to get graded just because I wanted other stuff to give. And so we will give away these as well. There's a Pikachu, Charmander, and Squirtle one.
Nice. Look at that.
And we will. There will be options for those as well. But the big Mamma Jamma will be the Giratina.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, we got the Pokemon fact out of the way. We got the announcement of what we're going to do next week out of the way. And now it is time, before my internet cuts out again, just to say goodbye on this week. Thank you, everyone, for sticking with me and my terrible internet this week. But also, big thank you to Christian and Megan for being able to roll with the punches. So thank you. Everyone in chat, we love to see you. You can watch the show live, twitch.tv/comicbook, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Amazing Smog 37 in the chat asking what will be the timeline for the contest. It'll probably just be about a week. Give everyone time to listen to the show and get some entries in, and then we'll announce it on 201. As we venture off into the next 200 episodes of the show. So we hope to see everyone here next week. The timing will be a little bit off because I don't think the Pokemon Presents happens at noon Central. I think it happens a little bit or noon Eastern. I think it happens a little earlier, right, Christian? Usually happens pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, it could be as early as like 9 a.m. Eastern
time. So if you're used to seeing us in the afternoon, make sure to set your clocks closer to the Pokemon Presents. You guys are all Pokemon fans. I know you'll be there.
You'll be up anyways.
Right, exactly. And then that way, we'll for the first time in the history of the show, you will get a new episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared immediately after big news drops. That's never happened before. But look
at that.
This podcast is going places.
Companies,
they have taken notice. That said, if you want to continue the conversation, if you're getting your stickers in the mail, please send us pictures. We love to see them. At Pokemon Pod CB is the Twitter account for the show. You can find me at Jim Biscardi. Megan is at Megan Peter CB. Christian is at C Hoffer C Bus. Next week's Pokemon Day, everyone. We'll see you there. Have a good week.